I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
The Commonwealth's attorneys and I have concluded that the NCAA sanctions were overreaching and unlawful. And today, later today, we will file a federal antitrust lawsuit on behalf of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania against the NCAA, asking the court to throw out all of the NCAA sanctions against Penn State.
That's Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett today on the campus of Penn State, announcing the state's lawsuit against the National Collegiate Athletic Association over sanctions the NCAA imposed on the school after the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The school agreed to the sanctions in July. So what is going on here? Scott Detrow is a reporter with public radio station WITF in Harrisburg. He's also on campus at Penn State. Scott, what happened if the state did agree to the sanctions in July and are suing now?
That's right. Penn State did agree to these sanctions when they first came out. At the time, Governor Corbett said that he accepted the sanctions as part of the healing process. And what's interesting is the university is taking a hands-off approach to this lawsuit. They just put a statement out. They said they are not a party to the lawsuit. They weren't involved in its preparation. And the school says that they are, quote, committed to full compliance with the consent decree. That's the agreement with the NCAA that keeps Penn State out of bowl games for 4 years and charges this $60 million fine against the institution.
Yeah. Well, the governor today implied that the NCAA coerced Penn State by, you know, threatening them, if you don't take these sanctions, it'll be worse. You won't have football at all.
That's what the governor said. That was implied at the time. There was a lot of concern among Penn State fans, which make up a sizable chunk of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, that the school would have its football program suspended for 4 years. When these sanctions were announced, there was a lot of talk about how this was just as bad as an outright ban. In fact, Penn State had a very successful year. They had a better record than the University of Wisconsin, which represented the Big Ten in the Rose Bowl yesterday. Mm. It's just that the school was ineligible to go to the postseason this
right.
year.
Well, the NCAA declined to comment on the statement today, but we understand the main complaint is a provision that calls for $60 million to be set aside for child abuse prevention programs. But the NCAA wants that money to be spent across the country, while lawmakers in Pennsylvania want it to stay in Pennsylvania.
That's right. That's something that's come up over the last few weeks. Several state representatives, several congressmen have said, look, if you're going to be spending this money helping institutions that support children that fight child abuse, spend it here in Pennsylvania. And there was talk of a more limited legal action on that front. Governor Corbett's argument is that this $60 million fine is part of the economic harm to Penn State University that the NCAA had no right to impose. But he also said in the press conference that he would call for the school to still spend that money on child abuse organizations. So the question is, well, if you want the school to still spend this money either way, how is your proposal less harmful to the school's economy than the NCAA right. sanctions?
Well, you mentioned that Penn State is remaining quiet on this. It's the governor taking the lead, but there's some connections. As governor, he's on the board of Penn State. Prior to being governor, he was the attorney general when the investigation into the school started. Now we have the new attorney general, Kathleen Kane, a Democrat, Corbett is a Republican, scheduled to be sworn in January 15th. She ran on a vow to investigate why it took prosecutors so long to charge Jerry Sandusky. And Corbett is up for re-election in 2 years. So, of course, he's saying politics didn't play a role, but there are some connections.
That's right. The governor, the last question he took, he said that politics had no role in this decision whatsoever. There's a lot of skepticism on that front. Kathleen Kane, as you pointed out, is about to be sworn into office. She's the first Democrat to ever be elected attorney general since this became a position that Pennsylvanians voted on in the 80s. It's been a Republican lockhold office. She runs for this office, blasting Governor Corbett for the way he handled this investigation, promising to do her own internal probe of how the attorney general's office handled this. And she won. So there's the question that, is this a political liability for Governor Corbett when he runs for re-election in 2 years? And is that part of the reason that he's taking the stand now?
Scott Detrow, reporter with the public radio station WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, on today's announcement by the governor of Pennsylvania that the state is suing the NCAA because of the sanctions imposed on Penn State after the Jerry Sandusky scandal. We'll see what the next move on this chessboard is. Scott, thanks so much.
Hey, happy to talk.
And up next, okay, so are you just recovering from falling off that fiscal cliff? Because technically we did. We're going to take a deeper look at just what happened over the last couple of days in 30 seconds, here and now.